Have you ever heard the term milk gap?
Milk gap, G-A-P?
No. Okay. Or cow pen?
Cow pen, yes. That was a common name.
Okay. Where would the hogs and pigs be kept?
This also was a pig pen.
Okay. Did this have shelter or was it an open air?
Usually a pig pen was open, and occasionally an open shelter was built, possibly with two walls and a roof of temporary material. Old corrugated iron for roof, the poorer people would use palmetto fans in place of shingle as a roof. But many, many times the pigs had no shelter whatsoever against the elements.
Right. Where did people keep milk and butter before the days of refrigeration?
We had no place to keep it. Where people have springs and so forth in mountain country, they have spring houses, but here in St. Augustine, they are only preservation piece of furniture was what we called a safe, which was an open screened set of shelves, and milk from the morning couldn't be kept very long in warm weather, but it was put in the safe after breakfast, and you quickly drank it by noontime if it didn't sour before, and were it to sour, it was usually kept and hung in a bag to make cottage cheese. But on the farms, the people would feed it to their pigs, their hogs.
What would you call the place around the barn where you might let the cows or other animals walk around?
Well, we call that the cow lot.
Okay. Have you ever heard any other names?
I think not.
Barnyard, maybe?
Barnyard, yes, barnyard was used.
Okay, and the place that you would let the cows go out and graze?
Pasture. Right. And in this country, we had open pasture for the woods cows. There were a few cows penned close to the house except the milking cow, and the others roamed free, distinguished by marks which were recorded with the county judge or the county clerk's office. Cutting of the ears would mark the individual's different cows. If you cut the top of the ear off, it was called a crop. And if you took a dip from the top part of the ear, it was a upper crop or a lower crop. Or if you cut a V in the tip of the ear, it was a swallow fork. Or the throat of the cow, the skin was cut loose to hang down as a dewlap. And from a long distance in the woods, if you saw a cow with a dewlap, you knew that it was so-and-so's cow. And also branding was used on the flanks of the animal.
Right. Did you ever raise cotton?
Cotton?
Yeah.
No, but cotton has been raised in and around St. Augustine before my days. My granddad tried the raising of tobacco, but the quality of the tobacco was not up to par, so he abandoned that idea. This was possibly before 1900.
Right. Do you know what kind of work he would do in raising, in growing tobacco, the things that he would have to do?
With the exception of you would clear your land, you would harrow to get the grasses out, and you would